Andrew Steiner on KRLS Radio. Our first spring sports interview of 2023, first of many here with Jack Briggs and Cashin Thompson, two of the leaders of the Pella boys tennis team, ranked number one in the preseason. They were the defending class 2A or 1A runner-up, rather, 3 years in a row. Jack, I'll start with you. You and I had an interview on that last day of the season. You and your brother stood there, obviously a little heartbroken. You weren't state champions, but proud of the season you had. How much fuel and motivation have you had these last 10 months since you and I last talked to get back to this spot and to be back with these guys again?
Well, you know, we're returning a lot of guys, and I mean, we're all really hungry since we've been state runner-ups for, I mean, what, 3 years in a row. So we've been grinding at practice, working with what we can, and we're hungry for this state chip right now.
Well, and last time you and I talked, at least in terms of not marching band related, was also during the tennis season, just after many of you had qualified for individual state. Cashin, what is this team like this year, knowing there are so many familiar faces? Again, you're going to miss a guy like his brother, Caleb, no doubt at the top, but the rest of you all know each other really well. What's it been like this preseason and this round getting ready, knowing you guys do know each other so well?
Yeah, so I feel like last year there was lots of competition for like getting certain spots on the lineup, and this year it seems like forget who's playing where, like we all have one common goal, and that's to win. So it seems like our team is more unified this year because we're more familiar with each other, and it's a really good feeling.
Well, and Jack, from a tennis standpoint, so many of you work in the off season, and I know you're a multi-sport guy and have to balance all that too, but what has the overall mood and motivation been amongst you, especially the five that are returning from the state team, and how have you tried to be leaders to the other players too, knowing that obviously you still want to have fun, enjoy the game, but you're on a mission too?
Yep. So what we've kind of been displaying for the other guys is really what Pella Dutch Tennis can do. I mean, we've been to the state championship 3 years in a row, so we're trying to flip the tide and take Xavier out and go win one for ourselves.
Well, and Cashin, what do you think that's going to take? Knowing that, again, we're not to the end of the season yet. You've got to beat some really good teams and players to get there. And how do you hope to be a leader in all of that, trying to keep this that singular focus in mind, but also enjoying what's happening now?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of leading by example. And so, like, me and Jack, obviously, it's not just going to be us because we got so many great teammates on the team that we have to help improve, and they're going to help us improve as well. But I think it's really, like, staying together as a team and still maintaining confidence that we can win it all, but also knowing that it's going to take a lot of work. So working hard in practice and definitely improving our preparation from match to match, meet to meet, and I think that's going to be huge in our success.
Well, Jack, nothing comes easy, as we well know. And this year, you will not have a home meet to be able to defend your home courts on, but you have a veteran bunch. So I'm sure you were a bit disappointed knowing you won't get to play on the home courts just quite yet. But how do you think this experienced team is going to handle that? And how do you hope to especially prepare some of the younger guys to know there's a lot of long road trips this year, and there will be a lot of maybe fun with that, but also maybe some fatigue and some different challenges?
Yeah, so kind of our mindset as a team right now is no excuses. Like, we're just going to work with what we have, even though we don't have surfaced courts, no windbreakers. We're just still out there grinding. We're just trying to work with what we had because come state time, there's really no excuses or empathy being held.
Well, and Cashin, not only does the team have big goals in terms of the team goal of being there on the final day and winning a state championship, as we mentioned, you were one of many individual and doubles qualifiers who were also there, and a lot of those players are back too. How exciting is that to know that you have so many players who have been on a big stage before, and how do you hope to get back to that big stage and do even more this year, especially with Cameron coming back as your doubles partner?
Well, right now, I'm not really thinking of, like, individual goals. I mean, as Jack said, like, as a team, we have a goal as a team. And if that pans out, that benefits myself or Jack. Individually, that's great, too. But if we focus too much on ourselves, then we're taking away from the team as a whole.
Fair response there. So, Jack, obviously, this is going to air after your first meet, but you've got competitions between now and that ultimate end goal. How do you hope to stay focused on what's happening in the now and in the present, knowing that that big goal is coming, and how do you hope to see this team grow over the next two and a half months or so between now and that state tournament?
Well, yeah, we got to use this time to get ready for, obviously, the state tournament, but we also got to win these matches to, you know, build up our seed, build up our reputation as a team and as a whole group. But yeah, we got to just kind of enjoy the season, take it week by week, and just focus on the cards we have dealt. Yeah.
Well, he said a key word there, enjoy, Cash. And how do you hope to continue to bring some of the fun still, too, knowing that that's such a signature part of this program? And how have you been working with especially freshmen or newcomers to realize that, yes, the big goal at the end of the year is to be the best team in the state, but you guys want to have a really, really fun ride with that, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in terms of, like, enjoying the season, I know we took some pictures yesterday with a variety of freshmen, sophomores, and juniors, and even seniors, for like future Instagram pictures later. And then I stayed after practice coaching some freshmen as well. And so it just kind of the enjoyment of the season is just improving with your friends. And so I think that's going to be huge in people enjoying the season.
And keeping that end goal in mind, of course. Jack Briggs, Cashin Thompson, two of the leaders of the Pella Boys tennis team, starting their season this week. And hopefully the two of us, or three of us, I should say, are all talking again on that final day of the season with a lot of excitement. Appreciate your time, fellows, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.